This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And welcome to hour number three here on Rush to Reason. I am Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, along with Eli Bremmer. On the line right now, we got Larry Behrens from Power of the Future. And Larry, you know, John Rush takes vacations. You never do. My gosh, you are dedicated.
I appreciate it. Now, I feel bad telling you I was actually on vacation last week.
Oh, my gosh. How dare you?
Appreciate you, Andy.
You freeloader. Well, Larry, we had a little bit of a dust-up when Donald Trump was talking about the word bloodbath. Before we jump into your article on this, could you explain to people the context of him using the word bloodbath?
Yeah, absolutely. He was talking about Joe Biden's electrical vehicle mandates and his automobile policies as a whole, but mostly, right, it's around EVs. And he was talking about layoffs. He was talking about Americans en masse losing their jobs because China is the dominant force in all these green technologies that Joe Biden wants to embrace. And so when he said bloodbath, he meant it in the sense that a lot of Americans are going to lose their jobs. And the only thing is, Trump is right, but he's wrong on the timing, because I think the bloodbath has already started.
Well, that's a good point. We'll get to that in a moment, but let me just say this. This was so obvious in terms of the context. It wasn't one of those where you had to really read into it and read 5-10 minutes of his speech. This was right there in the direct context, totally as obvious as could be. I couldn't believe he was scolded for this.
Oh, I can't, right? Because they are going to search for any little thing to uncover. And they know that, sadly, more than a few of the viewers on those ultra-leftist media outlets are not going to dig deeper for any of that type of context, right? And so they've made a long history of taking a snippet of Trump and not playing the 15 seconds before, the 15 seconds after, because they believe that they can do a gotcha. I mean, I think the Biden campaign even did it today. And so that is what they constantly do. And in this sense of what Trump was talking about, and I think he's doing the right thing. I mean, he's doubling down on it. He's not apologizing for using the words. And now he's pointed out the fact that I think he had a press conference today about the border and the migrant crime bloodbath that is taking place.
Andy, you know, I'm looking right now at the Merriam-Webster dictionary. That would generally be assumed to be a place where you would look for words and their meaning. This is going to come as a shock to you.
I actually watched The View.
Okay,
but you go ahead and use the dictionary. Go ahead.
So, bloodbath, noun, one of the definitions, a major economic disaster. I feel like maybe Donald Trump was using the word exactly as it was meant.
Amen.
Absolutely. Of course he was. And sadly, Americans are already feeling that. You know, we're all paying, you know, on average, 20% more for nearly everything now. And Joe Biden says he doesn't want to tax working families. Well, his inflation tax is the toughest thing that we've seen on the poor in more than a generation. And it's all because of his energy policies.
Well, how had the bloodbath already started, Larry?
Yeah, I decided to take a look at it. If we're talking about Americans losing their jobs, I found this website, and golly, the name escapes me right now, but it is in the op-ed, and it just tracks layoffs. In general, and just starting in beginning of 2023, so what, the last 15 or so months, and there had already been 19 plus layoff events. In some cases, it was a dozen employees. In some cases, up to 1,000 employees. And so if we're averaging more than one layoff event a month in the EV sector, That proves that it's already started. And this is at the same time that you and I and every other taxpayer are subsidizing this industry to the hilt.
Oh, yeah.
And so what happens if that, you know, if we decide to actually let the free market take over? Well, it's going to be terrible. And that's what President Trump was trying to point out. And he pointed it out again today, saying, listen, if you want an EV, go buy an EV. But they're not, the technology is not there yet, and it is not in the government's place to mandate what you should buy. And that's why he said he's going to get rid of it on day one.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have nothing against EVs. I have nothing against any technology, but Larry, it's a car for the rich. Okay, if what would happen with the general market if all special subsidies favoring electric vehicles were removed? And I mean, that includes tax breaks to buy them, make them, fuel them, everything. What if you took all that away? How many EVs would sell, Larry?
It's such a great point. Let me just give you some context, and I'm sorry, I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you. So last year, EV sales made up about 8% of all vehicle sales, right? And they'll hear every EV advocate say, it's the most ever. People are buying the most ever, and it's fantastic. Well, one study found that if you're buying an EV for, let's say you want that sweet Ford F-150 Lightning, even though they're piling up and no one can sell them, let's say you want that for $100,000, right? The subsidies that went into building that EV, the actual true cost to build that EV is $200,000. And so you're looking at...
Whoa. Yeah, subsidies of $200,000 for one of those vehicles.
Exactly. It costs $200,000 to build. Oh. Because of the subsidies, they can sell it, wink, for the low, low price of $100,000. So take a look at any EV price and automatically double it, and that starts getting you in the neighborhood of what it would cost if it were not already heavily subsidized by taxpayers.
Unbelievable.
It's a huge amount. And that's what I'm saying. They're celebrating being at 8% with all the massive billions that they're throwing at it, and we already see that, you know, the bubble, I would say, has already burst. They are slashing EV prices everywhere just so they don't pile up. And people are finding that if that, not only does the range not work for them, does the price not work for them, you need a specialized education to be able to work on them. There's a lot of electrical charge, and it's not the same as changing the 12-volt battery on your car or my car. And so it is a situation where it is a highly specialized group of folks that want them. That market appears to already be saturated, and sadly, the more people own EVs, the less they seem to like them. And so I think that 8% was the high water mark that we're going to see. 2023 was the year the bubble burst.
Well, for crying out loud, Larry, and I'm going to put this to Eli first and then to you. What products out there besides EVs suck so badly that we can subsidize 2/3 of the cost and we can still only get 8% of the population to buy it? Eli, do you think of anything else?
I can't think of anything. There's got to be something out there, but I can't think of it. And, you know, it makes a very good point. The market's getting saturated. I've been following what's going on with Hertz because I'm a Hertz car rental guy. Whenever I travel, I rent through Hertz. They had all these EVs, and they just dumped it on the market. And looking at a website here, Auto Racing One, and it says Hertz takes bloodbath on EV cars. So, I mean, maybe Hertz is also trying to destroy America. I don't know. It's just...
Larry, why are they so into war and hate and death? I mean, they use bloodbath like that.
I know. Their language, they're so mean. Well, I sadly have an answer for what is subsidized to a massive degree and is a failure, and I would say it's any type of degree from Harvard.
Oh, so actually, I was about to go and say,
boom!
Public school educations and colleges. Yep.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Larry, you get comment of the week already. You've won.
Love it.
Okay, well, Larry, where can people see your article and read all your stuff?
Sure, they can go to powerofthefuture.com and see all of our stuff there. If you want to put that Harvard degree to use, and send me some email. It's larry@powerofthefuture.com. I'd be glad to immediately delete any hate email they want to send my way. And Andy, Eli, you guys are fantastic. I really appreciate you guys.
Well, thanks, Larry. And just so you know, if I had a Harvard degree, I'd need somebody else to write 2/3 of the email. I would need some help. Go ahead.
I have to stand up. My brother got a master's degree at Harvard and was one of the only Republicans at the school. He was active duty Air Force at the time, and they would not let him wear his uniform on campus.
Wow, a Republican at Harvard. That's, yep. I think that qualifies for Endangered Species Act.
It does, actually. Is one of his good friends went to Annapolis, and they were I think they were on an affirmative action program. I think they allowed two in the program. But my brother will be retiring from the Air Force at 27 years, and if Trump is elected, I think there's a high probability he'll wind up in a senior position helping get rid of wokeism in the military, which I'd very much appreciate.
Well, Eli, until then, I'm just happy that nobody can actually hunt your brother because he's endangered.
That's right.
I think Larry Behrens, once again from Power of the Future, always great to have you come on the show, and we'll see you next week.
You guys are the best. Have a great one.
Thank you so much. Take care. I love that guy. He is so sharp. Okay, up next is somebody who's also really sharp. He's my lawyer. And that's Kevin Flesch, Flesch Law. Kevin Flesch, that's F-L-E-S-C-H. He's ready for court, so your opponent knows you're not bluffing. Call Kevin Flesch Law at 303-806-8886, or you can go to fleschlawfirm.com.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesch understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now. With Alan Davis and Level Engineering, what you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Eli Bremmer. Boy, he was a lot of fun, wasn't he? Okay. Larry Barron from Power of the Future. Love him. Okay. I want to, you know, go to a little different topic here because I really wanted to talk to you about this. This is right up your alley, and that is commercial real estate. One of the things that's been worrying me, especially in the inner cities, you've got these skyscrapers with several floors that are empty. Or you've got storefronts downtown, obviously anything that's near the crime level, empty. Commercial real estate is crashing. And obviously it's nothing like what's going on in China right now, but it's killing China's economy. What do you think it's going to do with us? What do you see happening with commercial real estate over the next year, 3, 5 years? What do you see?
Well, I don't want to be misunderstood here, but it's going to be a bloodbath. I had to get it in. I had to get it in.
How dare you say that?
Yeah, I mean, and now everybody can take me out of context.
Okay.
No, actually, it will be a bloodbath because COVID fundamentally changed how businesses were functioning. That was part of this. But
with all the people working at home?
Working remotely.
Right.
And also a lot of people have left the workforce altogether. I mean, Joe Biden says, oh my gosh, I've had the biggest job growth ever, which is absurd because people had been temporarily laid off during COVID and they came back on.
And by the way, really quick, Joe, the entire world has had massive job growth coming out of the pandemic. It's called getting back to normal. And by the way, we're not even all the way back to normal. Thanks to you, Joe.
But this would be like saying, you know, oh, we've ended global warming because, you know, from August through December, it cooled off. I mean, like, there's cycles here, okay?
Yes, exactly.
So the issue with commercial real estate, though, is there's all this vacant property now, predominantly in major cities, you know, San Francisco, Chicago,
right?
That they went vacant, and then you know the left went totally crazy in these towns. You cannot find a well-run major city anymore. Crime's overrun them, and you can't give this stuff away. Quite literally, you can't give it away. Okay, San Francisco, major stores are vacating, and no one will accept the property.
You see, when I was a kid, Detroit was the only place that you heard this with.
Yeah.
And now we're making, because the auto industry had to flee there for good reason.
Yep.
And now it's happening everywhere.
Well, and it's going to get worse for other reasons as well. New York is going to absolutely get pummeled because no one in their right mind wants to do business in real estate in New York based on what, you know, the Attorney General did to Donald Trump. They can come after you and their reach extends beyond New York. So there's a lot of things going into this. The last time, commercial real estate loans are often financed on revolving loans that come up every few years, as well as leases that come up every few years. So the experts are now saying that toward the end of this year, maybe at the start of next year, we're going to see a tsunami come in where a whole bunch of leases won't get renewed. At the same time, interest rates are quite a bit higher than they were the last time people were generally refining their interest rates. And so the owners of these buildings are going to wind up with higher payments and yet no tenants. That is going to lead to a default rate that we have probably never seen before. And
now, by the way, is that going to affect other things like banking?
Okay, that's exactly where I was going. So your listeners who are saying, well, I don't own commercial real estate and I don't go shopping in San Francisco, it doesn't affect
me. But you have a bank account.
You have a bank account, but also it affects a lot of other things. So I do a lot in the real estate sector. And it has disrupted the entire sort of supply chain of capital as banks have had troubles with solvency over some of these issues. That is predicted to get a lot worse, which can make it very hard to do things like get mortgages, get revolving lines of credit for your business. So as the default rate goes up on these bank loans that are going to be coming due, it's going to probably hit just about every American. It's going to be harder to get car loans. It's just going to make it a lot harder to get credit.
Because their loans they're killing the banks with their loans, and you're trying to go in for your loan for a car.
It has to do also with how much the banks are allowed to lend out. Banks are required to keep a set amount of cash in reserve, and so what's happening now, we're already seeing it with the interest rates being historically higher than they were a few years ago.
Yeah, without payments coming in, their cash and reserve is dwindling.
Yeah, and especially as they start defaulting on some of these. So it's going to have an impact. It's having a huge impact on the housing market. Attainable housing, and attainable is different from affordable. Affordable is government saying you can rent this. Attainable means can a worker actually afford this, not what the government says. Attainable housing in Colorado is becoming very, very hard because builders are unable to get the financing that they need. I have a friend who's currently paying 18% interest to bring houses to market. What happens is that causes the price of the house to go up substantially because builders always finance their projects, and that financial cost is then passed on to the end consumer. So it's going to hit everybody across the board.
Okay, what do you foresee for the inner cities and for the suburbs? Because I know that the suburbs are actually getting overrun with demand because of people fleeing the inner cities.
Yeah, and it's causing...
I mean, businesses still need places to be, even with a number of people working more from home.
Well, they do, and people still need places to live. And by the way, where most of your listeners are gonna run into this is in the residential housing market, because Joe Biden has let in between 13 and 15 million new people who are, I'm going to use the I word, they're illegals who come in,
right?
But they will eventually be housed. Right now they're hanging out in homeless shelters, 15 miles from here. But as they enter the housing market, we have a 5 million domicile shortage. To put that in perspective, the U.S. currently only makes 1.6 million domiciles a year. So on top of the fact that you've got a slew, tens of millions of people who are illegally in the country, who are going to be trying to rent the bottom end of the housing market, it's going to be harder and harder for Americans to get loans and get credit. And housing is going to become more expensive, harder to find across the board. When the housing prices go up, guess what else goes up? Your property taxes.
Okay, bottom line, does that mean that if somebody's looking for a house, maybe they should do it sooner than later?
Well, you never know.
Or if they're looking for some other, I mean, also, two questions. First of all, that should they look sooner than later? And secondly, what about your bank account? What kind of danger is it in?
For most people, their bank accounts are going to be insured. They're going to be FDIC insured up to $250,000.
Right.
You're seeing people that have a lot of cash that are diversifying and going to 3, 5, 10 different banks. I don't think the average person needs to worry about that too much.
Fair enough.
Where it's going to hit them is if you're trying to buy a car, if you're trying to get a mortgage. And then fundamentally, the supply and demand. There's way too many new people coming into the housing market because of illegal immigration. And again, they're staying in homeless shelters, but a lot of these people, they'll find jobs mowing lawns, swinging hammers, building decks, painting houses, things like that. Then they're going to go try to rent a house, and that inventory can't come close to matching it. So my belief is over the next 10 years, we're going to see a crisis in affordable and attainable housing in America.
Are you also seeing, because of so many people who are here illegally, that a very high number, a much higher percentage, let's say, of the houses out there are not being sold but rented?
Oh, yeah. That's a whole new product line, which is called Build to Rent. I'm involved with some of that, and that's becoming more normal. But what's going to happen also is kids are going to be less able to move out of their parents' houses, because there isn't a housing product that they can afford getting into. So this is going to be a major problem. It's going to hit Colorado pretty hard. I mean, our real estate prices here have already gone up way beyond what I would say is a healthy rate.
Okay, last question then, and I kind of asked it before. I'm going to ask it again. You got this young person or any people who are thinking, gee, I may be buying a house soon. What would you advise them to do right now through the next, say, year or two?
Well, I would say don't do anything irresponsible first. Now is not a good time to take out more debt than you can afford. But probably fundamentally, if you can afford the house, I see a lot of economic pressures against supply and demand pushing the pricing up over the next couple of years.
So it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse.
I see without having a whole bunch of new supply come on the market, people are fleeing blue states. And while Colorado is kind of a blue state, we also have Tabor. So,
yes. So
there's only so much the Democrats in Denver can do, and that's making us attractive for net immigration in.
Okay, fantastic. Let's go to break. And by the way, if you're going to get a house, you're going to need a loan, affordable interest mortgage with Kurt Rogers. No one finds the best rates and packages like Kurt Rogers. If you need a loan, call Kurt at 720-895-0500, or you can go to aimortgage.net.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the 3s and 4s on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, affordable interest mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take aim and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take aim, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
You'll soon be watering your lawn or washing your car, and High Five Plumbing can help you do it confidently. Through the winter, your exterior spigots and faucets may have frozen and thawed several times, which could mean trouble when you want to use them. Main water lines may have cracks that weren't noticeable until now. And if you're seeing lowered water pressure, standing water in your yard, or a high water bill, you need High Five to come out and to see what the issue is. High Five takes time to thoroughly inspect your concerns and uses cutting-edge tools, gauges, and technology to pinpoint the problem faster to get your plumbing back on track. High Five is also unique because they won't pressure you. If a problem is found, they'll give you a few options so that you can choose what works best for you. KLZ listeners, tell them that you heard them on Rush to Reason for an incredible $100 off a repair. Just go to klzradio.com/plumbing to find out more.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel? Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Eli Bremmer. And before we go to Jennifer and Joe, I just want to play a quick clip because I think we need a new national holiday. Here we go.
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
Visibility Day. What do you think? I just think that would, it rolls off the tongue. Eli, are you up for it?
Well, it makes more sense than Joe Biden usually does.
So. Well, I'm just saying that is a group of people, yeah, just described there by Dark Helmet, that have really been on the outs. Nobody's ever given them their own day.
Yeah, that's right. Very unfair.
Jennifer is on the line right now. Jennifer, What's happening?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Eli. Hey, there's a real good reason why Mark Rubio cannot be vice president under Donald Trump.
Same state?
Same state. That's the reason.
So the same would be true with DeSantis then, too, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. And because remember, Cheney moved from Texas to Wyoming. He was living in Texas, but when he was going to be vice president, he moved back to Wyoming. Specifically because I don't know if it's a written rule or what, but it's not allowed. Just like it's not allowed for the sitting president and vice president to travel on the same aircraft.
Well, you know, I've heard this, Jennifer, but I've heard it on both sides. Eli, do you got an opinion on this?
I actually do think it is a rule that they can't come from the same state. So it's a good catch. With Cheney, he could move without it being an issue because he wasn't elected. Obviously, with Rubio and DeSantis. I will see if I can pull that up, though.
All right, Jennifer, it'll be interesting to see how it falls. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. And on the line right now, we got Jersey Joe. Joe, how you doing?
And I'm doing good. How you doing? Eli, how you doing?
Doing great.
All right. What do you got for us this week, sir?
Oh, you know, I got so much to talk about. But, you know, you just talked about Biden a minute ago and being confused. And they do. By the way, let me ask a question, Eli. Do you know the difference between the annual budget deficit and the national debt?
Yes, I do.
And I would think anybody, you know, with a high school degree, a college degree, would understand that the deficit is an annual measure, the difference between what you took in and what you spent. It's a 1 year measure, and the national debt is the sum of all previous deficits. That's pretty basic, fundamental stuff, right?
I would. It is to me.
And don't you think of all the people in this country who should know that would be the president of the United States would know the difference between the deficit and the national debt?
Well, I mean, he has been in office for longer than I've been alive, and I'm not exactly young anymore.
You see, all I know really quick here, Eli, you said earlier math is racist. So I
it
think
is,
Joe,
yeah.
Joe, you're venturing into some dangerous
territory. Very dangerous
territory.
Here, yeah.
But keep going.
Let me one more thing. I think you got a clip I want you to play. And one more thing, you know, anybody can make a slip of the tongue and inadvertently refer to the deficit as the national debt. I mean, you might do that slip of the tongue.
Sure.
And if you did that and you've got a staff of people, you know, when you get done speaking, they might come, Mr. President, you know, you incorrectly, you know, you want to watch that next time. Because you got all these people, right, are listening to every word you're saying. So here's President Biden, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times. This is over a series of 8 months saying that he cut the national debt in half, which, by the way, is currently $34 trillion, which means he cut it by $17 trillion. Andy, do you have that clip to play?
The $17 trillion? Biden saying that? Biden. I don't.
You don't have the Biden clip? I sent it to Charlie and you guys. We can come back to it. I thought I could have.
I've got the Kennedy clip ready to go.
Well, tell you what, let me, I said it was another clip for the 5:30 segment. I think that's the clip, yep. Anyway, Andy, I sent it to you. If you could have Charlie bring that up and we'll play the Kennedy clip. Can you find it in your inbox?
I'm looking right now. That's what I'm looking for. I believe you. My inbox is extensive.
I'm going to resend it right now.
Okay, yeah, send it right now. That would be wonderful. And I will play it.
All right. Anyway, so let's play the... Eli, do you shoot at all?
Here it is.
I at one point in time, was actually a fairly good shooter.
Okay. Do you know who Senator John Kennedy is?
Yep.
Out of Louisiana. He's one of my all-time favorite senators. Anyway, so he's questioning this federal judicial nominee. I believe her name is Mulvaney, if I'm not mistaken. And... Andy, do you have that clip ready to go at the 4:07 or 4:09 mark? And he's questioning her about a brief she submitted to the court before she was a judge. She submitted this as an attorney. And when you submit a brief to the court, you're basically attesting to everything I'm telling you is correct and accurate. So could you play he's questioning this judicial nominee. So could you play that clip starting at about the 4:09 mark?
I can, and I also have your other clip ready after that. Here we go.
Okay, great.
Partner in your law firm, you volunteered to write a brief on behalf of the Brady Center. You wrote the brief, and this is what you said. You volunteered for this. You weren't being paid. Is that right?
This was a pro bono case that one of my partners brought in, yes.
You said, quote, assault weapons may be banned because they're extraordinarily dangerous and are not appropriate for legitimate self-defense purposes, close quote. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Just to clarify, there, I was local counsel. Our Supreme.
Yeah, but you wrote the brief. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Senator Kennedy, actually, I did not write the brief. The brief was written by.
You signed the brief, though, didn't
correct.
You?
Correct. I signed
and
the brief.
When you sign a brief, you're testifying to the court that everything in it is true, right?
Yes, okay. That and I
so they're your words in terms of the court, right?
Well, you're correct, Senator Kennedy. Okay. I would never
so tell
sign.
Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
So I am not a gun expert, and at the time that brief, I think was about
but
10
years. You were giving the court advice about say ban assault weapons. What is I'm just you told the court you were an expert. Just tell me what you wanted to ban,
Senator. Sitting here today, as I said, I did not write that brief. I was local counsel.
Sign the brief.
I understand. At the time,
tell me what you wanted to ban. That's all I want to know, Judge.
I don't remember the exact definition of assault weapons in the ordinance that was at issue.
So you submitted a brief to the an appellate brief. You signed it, and you don't know what. And you said abolish assault weapons, and you don't know what you wanted them to abolish.
Senator, at the time that I signed the brief, I read the brief because our Supreme Court required someone, an Illinois bar member, to sign the brief. I was not responsible for researching the content.
You were responsible for the brief.
Absolutely. And sitting here today, I do not remember the characteristics of that were cited in the ordinance for the assault weapons ban. It's not an area of practice that I have specialized in. I'm sure 10 years ago I could have answered your question.
And
but
Judge,
sitting here
want,
today,
you think
Senator,
you deserve to be promoted?
that's what I call it.
Okay, I'll cut it there. Joe, I think she's great. She needs to be a judge deciding life or death issues with good Americans. What do you
Was
think?
Was that as embarrassing as you can get?
My gosh.
Well, let's just say she should be glad that he didn't ask her what a woman is.
You know, if we were to ban everything that Joe Biden doesn't understand, there would be nothing left.
Right. By the way, and you know, Senator Kennedy comes off as kind of a country bumpkin, downhole guy.
He's
a Harvard
great.
Law School grad.
He's great.
We won't hold that against him.
No, right. We'll forgive him. But
all right, so let's go back to President Biden talking about cutting the national debt in half.
Okay, just a second here. Here we go.
Can you, by the way, if Trump, while you're pulling that up, if Trump had said something like that, the media would have crucified him.
Oh, yeah. But, or if anybody he nominated, appointed, spoke like
or
that.
Or took a photo with at a fundraiser, even.
Exactly.
I mean, like.
Yeah, and the Democrats can get away. Okay, here we go. Here's Joe Biden.
And listen to him say billions when he means trillions. Listen to him say billions when
but
he means
But, I mean, billions. Who doesn't?
Okay.
The national debt by $1,700,000,000. We literally cut the federal debt in half by $1.4 trillion. $1,700,000,000. $1,700,000,000 cut. We cut the debt by $1.7 billion in the last 2 years.
Let me say that again. $1.7 trillion.
I reduced the budget by $1.7 billion. Reduced the debt.
We cut the federal debt in half. Fact.
In the first 2 years of my administration, I cut the debt by $1.7 trillion.
$1.7 billion.
$1.7 trillion. $1.7 trillion.
$1.7 trillion.
$7 billion.
$1.7 trillion. $1.7 billion. It's a trillion, $1 trillion. Not billion, $1 trillion.
$1.7 trillion. Hear me?
No one's ever reduced the debt that much.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, the debt has grown. The debt has never reduced, not even. The debt has grown every single day of every year that he's been in office. He has never reduced the debt by even one penny. It has grown because when you cut the deficit in half, you're still adding to the debt.
Joe, and besides which, even if you're cutting the annual, right? That's
deficit.
I know. Even if you cut the annual, that's only from COVID levels.
Right, from COVID, right.
The entire world was flushing money into the system during COVID time. Everybody's budgets were way up. That means the entire world can say we cut the budget in half or whatever.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
By the way, all those, the PPP, the Employee Retention Credit, the CARES Act, you know, the $300 a week extra unemployment, the Employee Retention, the $1,400 stimulus check, each and every one of those bills was sponsored by a Democrat and passed both the House and Senate with overwhelming veto-proof Democrat support. So it wasn't Trump. Trump couldn't have stopped those bills if he tried.
No.
Because they passed with veto-proof support. So, yes, Joe, you cut it from a ridiculously high level that was being spent as a because of a pandemic.
Well, that's like him.
Operations.
Joe, that's like him claiming he's created all these jobs from pandemic levels.
No.
I mean, what are you kidding me?
I want to go back to Biden for a minute. I'm going to ask you a long question, so don't answer before I finish the question. So let's go back to Biden.
False.
I think he claimed 10 times that he cut the national debt in half. So if you were President Biden and you repeatedly, time after time after time, make the false statement that you, quote, cut the national half in debt, and cut the national debt in half, are you A, knowingly lying, or B, are you a clueless fool who doesn't know what he's talking about? And which, and if you are the president of the United States, which answer is scarier, A or B? Eli, you got an opinion?
They're both terrible. I mean, but here's the problem, Joe. One of those two things is correct. It has to be A or B. There's no C.
Right. There's no C.
Well,
like,
I don't know.
This is not a deep fake.
I think he does both. He's an insane liar.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. C is worse.
But there's
no good answer on this.
Right. You're either knowingly lying to us or you're a clueless fool who doesn't know what you're talking about, and you are the president of the United States. Either answer scares the hell out of me.
Well, it reminds me of that report, the prosecutorial report about the documents, where they said, well, we can't prosecute him because he's too old and has too bad of a memory. And, you know, the Democrats are like, he's been exonerated. I'm like, dude, the prosecutor just said he's, you know, incompetent.
He's unprosecutable, which is different than totally, completely not.
The only thing he's been exonerated of is having a memory.
Yes.
Okay, but hey, Joe, we got to go to break. Let's come back, and we'll keep going with Jersey Joe. Up next is Dr. Scott Faulkner. He doesn't just serve Big Pharma. He only serves you. So for a total approach to your total health, call Dr. Scott at 303-663-6990, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to Big Pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk.
This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms. Whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Catherine and Robin with K&R Real Estate know how to save the day, maximizing your investment. Robin protects you financially with an unmatched level of financial experience, and she doesn't back down to anyone. That protects your money. And Catherine beautifully uses her ability to present your home the best way possible and uses her relational strengths to make sure you maximize the amount of money you can sell your home for. She does this while working closely with the seller's realtor, neighbors and contractors, and anyone else connected with the sale of your home. Both Kat and Robin are fighting for you. And that is so critical for the preservation of your largest financial investment and financial future. Robin doesn't often lose an argument for her client, and Catherine stands up for you in her own unique way. They work together to make you the most money on the sale of your home. Contact Catherine and Robin today at klzradio.com/home or call them at 720-437-8210.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason. Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate together with Eli Bremmer. On the road, we got... On the road. On the phone, we got Jersey Joe. Joe, what else you got?
All right, I want to talk about tuberculosis, or TB for short. Are any of you guys old enough to remember back in public school where they would test you for TB? Are you old
yes.
enough to remember that?
I was not.
All right.
I'm
what
old.
What they used to do, they used to stick your inside of your forearm a little four little pin pricks that had some antibiotics, and if it flared up, you had TB. Anyway, they stopped doing that in the 70s because we basically had eradicated TB in this country. Well, CDC came out with a report last week that said that we've hit a new 10-year high with, and this is reported, not total. This is the only ones they know about. TB cases hit a 10-year reported cases 9,600 last year, a dramatic increase in the previous year. Now, I can't for the life of me figure out what might have contributed to that dramatic increase, which, by the way, was most pronounced in border states like California and Texas. But here's a clue. But if you dig deeper into the CDC data tables, you will find this sentence, and this is a quote. In 2002-3, among the 9,573 TB cases, in persons for whom birth, the country of birth origin was known, 7,259 occurred among non-U.S. born persons. All right? Now, how does this impact our food supply? Well, illegal immigrants, either because they've been given a work permit by the federal government, which is a thing now, or they forged the green card or borrowed some Social Security number, many of them wind up working in farming and ranching operations. We
right.
know that, right? So what does that have to do with our food supply chain? Well, just in Texas last year, where many illegal immigrants have found work working on farms and ranches, in two separate cases, more than 23,000 head of cattle had to be slaughtered after they were found to be infected with, wait for it, a human strain of TB that experts say originated outside the United States. Everybody knows that, right? The media covered that. That was big news on the media.
Well, I mean, where else would it come from? Go ahead.
But look at the silver lining. Those cows can't fart anymore and cause global warming.
Exactly. The planet is saved, Joe.
Yeah.
Right.
Why do you hate Earth?
That's why illegal immigration's good.
Exactly.
Okay. And by the way, and what's scary, that's only how many illegal immigrants have a cough are afraid to go see a doctor? You know, because that's
right.
just the reported cases.
They don't want to be on the grid.
Yeah. I'm willing to bet that the number of actual cases is many, many times that number.
Agreed.
And one more statistic for you. I know we're running out of time. So, Eli, we said the national debt's $34 trillion. So if I put you in a basketball arena with $34 trillion in $100 bills, and I sat you down in front of a paper shredder, and your job was to shred one $100 bill every second, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, how many years do you think it would take you to shred $34 trillion in $100 bills at the rate of 1 per second?
$34 trillion, so that's going to be 340 billion individual bills at 1 second. I'm thinking it's going to take a couple hundred years.
Without interest, it would be 1,071 years without interest. But if we add interest in, you can only shred $3 billion a year, and yet the interest on the national debt is growing at more than $700 billion per year. So if you're only shredding $3 billion a year and the interest is growing at more than $700 billion, let's round it up to $703, you're going $700 billion deeper in the hole while you're sitting there furiously shredding $100 bills. That's how bad the national debt is.
But shredding all those bills gives illegals free medicine.
Well, but also the fundamental truth here is that just goes to show that math is racist.
Exactly. Joe!
Come on, man.
My gosh!
All right, so math is racist. Oh, my God. It's just so, you know, just so much stupidity going on, you know, and the government's, you know, not telling us. And by the way, there are so many stupid people out there who don't know, you know, they listen to Biden and they believe that because they literally don't know the difference between the national debt and the deficit. And they, listen, now, Joe, he's doing a great job. It just boggles my mind how many people still think Biden's doing a great job and believe every word that comes out of his mouth.
But, Joe, if you don't know the difference between a boy and a girl, like when my son was five, he walked out of the bathroom one day and correctly anatomically identified the difference between a boy and a girl. When you can't do that, you can't get to the higher level things like deficit versus debt. Just saying.
But you can still run Harvard.
Well, that's but only if you copy other people's work.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Oh, hey, one more. I know we're at almost at time. Remember the Teamsters won that big battle with UPS last fall and
they got
this huge concession?
Yep.
Well, they won the battle, lost the war, because now UPS has said, you know, it's labor's getting so expensive, we're going to automate, we're going to close down 200 sorting centers and replace them with larger, completely automated. So they won the battle, lost the war.
UPS?
That's because economics is racist, too.
Exactly. We figured it all out. Jersey Joe, thank you so much once again.
All right, Jersey Joe, J-E-R-Z-E-E, jerseyjoe.com. All right, guys.
Fantastic. See you next time. And Eli Bremmer, thank you. We got to run.
Well, thanks for having me up here. It's always great to be up here in Denver with you.
We'll have you again. Folks, that's it for today. Until next time, drive safe. God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.